Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. And today we're diving into the fascinating world of biotech, specifically China's meteoric rise in the pharmaceutical industry.
It's like the DeepSeek moment all over again, but for drugs. Remember when Summit Therapeutics blindsided everyone by outperforming Merck's Keytruda? Total game changer.
Totally. And the craziest part? They licensed that drug from a relatively unknown Chinese company called Akeso. Suddenly, Summit's market cap exploded, even without any approved drugs yet. Talk about a power move.
It's a sign of the times, really. China's influence in biotech is impossible to ignore. I mean, look at the numbers. Deals involving China have jumped from under 5% in 2020 to nearly 30% in 2024. Mind-blowing.
It's like a mirror image of their tech boom. They're not just manufacturing anymore, they're innovating, and they're doing it with a highly skilled, lower-cost workforce. They're scrappy, efficient, and they're moving fast.
And don't forget the clinical trials. They can run them for a fraction of the cost in the U.S., and the regulatory process is much faster now.
Right. So, while a lot of the innovation is incremental for now, it's steadily improving, and it's already shaking things up in the U.S. Big pharma companies are starting to look to China for drug development.
Why spend billions on a U.S. biotech when you can license a similar molecule from China for way less? Look at the obesity drug market. Merck and AstraZeneca both went to China for oral GLP-1 drugs.
Bargain hunting, big pharma style. But for U.S. biotechs, it's a nightmare. It's harder for investors to value them, not knowing what competition might pop up from China.
Exactly. It's like a wild card. And it's hitting the market hard. The S&P Biotech ETF has been flat while the S&P 500 has soared.
Tough times, but hey, for patients, it's a win-win. Better drugs, potentially lower costs. Who cares where it comes from, as long as it works, right?
True, but for U.S. policymakers, it's a huge wake-up call. This innovation race isn't just about AI, it's about life sciences too.
And even Merck, after getting outmaneuvered by Summit and Akeso, turned to Shanghai for their next big cancer drug. It's the future, folks.
Like Summit's billionaire leader Bob Duggan said, if you're looking for innovation, China is the logical place to go.
And that's a wrap for today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.